Hey there, if you are ready to build your service-based business from scratch and ditch your 9-to-5, then I want you to head on over to shedidithowaypodcast.com/leap and download my free Ultimate Leap Checklist and Starter Kit. Again, you can head to shedidithowaypodcast.com/leap to download my Ultimate Leap Checklist and Starter Kit to get started on building your service-based business and ditching your 9-to-5. Welcome to the She Did It Her Way podcast, where it's all about making the ultimate leap from your 9-to-5 and building a business and life you love, all while doing it your way. I'm your host, Amanda Bolin. Let's get started. Hello, my She Did It Her Way family. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. As always, if you are new to the podcast, I just want to say welcome, welcome. Welcome to the She Did It Her Way fam. Today, we are diving in to one of my favorite subjects. It's around mindset, but it's even a little bit deeper, a few levels deeper than just simply talking about your mindset. And so if you've been someone who is finding yourself struggling in achieving your goals, even though you set them and you're like, oh, why can't I just do it? Why is this not working? Then this episode is for you. We're going to be covering and talking about how taking massive action could actually be detrimental to your success, how not having enough time or money really isn't your problem, although you may think it is, why you must operate from your vision, not to it, and talking about who and how you need to behave in order to make your vision a reality. Now, oftentimes, and even including myself, we think that in order to achieve something, the first thing we need to do is to take action. Because if we want to, for example, wake up earlier in the morning, we would then set our alarm earlier. We might go to bed earlier. We might lay our clothes out so there's less to think about when we get up. And we might also find that that doesn't work. And this is because it is a doing behavior. And you know, one thing about me though, is that I love to take action. I'm really good at taking something that appears to be overwhelming, whether it is for myself or those that I coach, and breaking it down into bite-sizable chunks, actionable chunks, where I can help people go from stalling out to starting, regardless of what stage in business they're at. And taking action though, for the sake of taking action, doesn't promise that you'll get exactly where you want to go or achieve the goals and vision that you want. Because the problem is that when you just take action and you don't do some pre-work behind that, you are actually taking action from an identity that doesn't actually achieve those outcomes that you want. Now, again, let me say that again. The problem is that when you're taking action and you're setting these goals or you're trying to change behavior, you are doing so from an identity that doesn't actually achieve those outcomes that you want. And most people operate from what Jim Fortin calls is a have, do, be model, where once they have something, they'll do something and then they'll become something. Again, have, do, be, where people believe that once they have something, they'll do something and they'll be something. A couple examples of this is that a lot of people think that once they have a certain level of money, so that's the having of certain level of money, they'll be able to do what they want and then become a certain person. And let's assume that, let's take for example, someone is an overspender and they can't seem to get a hold of their money. Regardless of them having more money, they'll always do the same thing, which is spend and be an overspender. In a little bit, we're going to talk about shifting identity, because for this example, this person, no matter what they do, they're operating and being someone who is naturally an overspender. So stay with me here. Another example is if, let's say you wanted to sign up for someone's coaching program, you might think that, oh, if I just had the money, then I could sign up, which is doing, and then become a student in this program. Another example is time. A lot of people think that if they just had more time, they would be able to do certain things that would then allow them to become a certain person. A really close example of this might be that if you find yourself in a side hustling situation and you want to become a full-time business owner, you think that, oh, if I just had more time, I would then be able to do more work on my business and therefore become a full-time business owner. And trust me, this may be frustrating to hear, but stay with me because I'm going to offer you a different way to think about it and a different way to operate so that you can actually actualize your vision and your goals. So instead of operating from this place that in order to be something, you have to have something, operate from a place of already being and then do and then have. So the question is, who do you first need to be in order to do and therefore have so that you can achieve? Who or how do you need to be in order to take the massive action that leads to you having what it is that you want? Every quarter in Her Way Society, we do a 90-day planning session. And part of this exercise is to write the goals and your vision of what it looks like at the end of the 90 days. What are you doing? What goals have you achieved? What have you built in your business? So we get in a state of visioning what the end of the 90 days look like and talking about the goals that they've achieved. Then, because we know that is what they have and that is what they have done, the next question is, who and how do you need to be in order to achieve those goals? Someone who is running a full-time business, making six figures, and someone who is running a full-time business making seven figures thinks differently, acts differently. So the question for someone who's a six-figure business who wants to get to a seven-figure business has to ask themselves, how or who do I need to be and what decisions do I need to make and operate from a place of being a seven-figure business, even if they're not a seven-figure business yet, but they're operating from their vision instead of to it. And I want you to think about this. What is one goal of yours? And it doesn't have to be related to business. It could be personal. But what is one goal that you have for yourself? And I want you to ask yourself, who or how do I need to be in order to reach that goal? The be, do, have. Who do I need to be in order to do and therefore have? Because you have to operate from your vision, not to your vision. If you have a vision and you don't operate from it, you're always going to be outside of it and you're never going to achieve it. Because when you operate from it, you will show up differently. You will make different decisions. You will handle your business differently. If you are side hustling right now, how can you operate from a place of a full-time business owner? What decisions would a full-time business owner make? How would they behave? What would they say yes to? What would they say no to? How would their systems look? How would their scheduling look? How would they be disciplined? How would they be committed? And this all comes down to your identity. And I know in the past, and even still now, one of the models that I share often is from Think and Grow Rich. And it is that your thoughts create an emotion that drives an action that produces a result. And there's so much to be said on how important our thoughts are and the impact that they have in our life, in which in a upcoming solo cast episode, I'm going to be talking about how thoughts themselves can induce stress and how we can change those. But for now, I want to take that model and take it a step further. And in NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, they take it one to two steps deeper prior to the thoughts, which often are stemmed from our belief system that is filled with constructs that we've learned early on in life. And in NLP, it starts with the spirit and the source. And so based on, dependent upon if you're religious and what religion you follow, it might be called something different. It might be called God. It might be called just something else. And that spirit and source is what shapes our identity, that then shapes our beliefs, that shapes our skills, that shape our behavior, and shape our environment. And when you operate from a certain identity, you have certain belief skills, and you make different decisions and take different actions to create a different environment. And if you want to know what thoughts you are thinking and how that is playing out, you can look at your physical external environment. That can be your house. It can be your car you drive. And it doesn't mean, let me say, first of all, it doesn't mean that in order to be an abundant mindset or to have an abundant identity of any sort that you have to have a nice house or you have to have a nice car. It's really, do you have the things that you want in your life and what you choose to identify with? And if not, then maybe there's an opportunity within the identity to shift that. And when most people want to create change, like we talked about earlier, they do so from changing the behaviors, which is a doing activity without ever changing the identity. Because if you take massive action from a place of scarcity, a lack of confidence, uncertainty, you'll never be able to sustain it. But if you take massive action from a place, an identity of someone who is self-integral, you are responsible, you are driven, you are focused, you are committed, you can keep going because that is who you are. That is what you identify with and that is your character. What you do is only as effective as the being that you are. Your massive action, your working out, your lead generation, your scheduling, your ability to stay committed, and what you do is only as effective as who you are being. And studies show that by the age of 8, we have learned majority of the constructs and beliefs in our life and identity that shape the rest of our lives. That is assuming if you do nothing to change it at all. Which is why most of adult life, we can sometimes often spend our adult life unlearning what it is that we learn from a subconscious level in the first 8 years of our life. And I know an example. So when I was growing up, the conversation in my household and my family, or in arguments for that matter, were always money related. It was always about never having enough. Money doesn't grow on trees, and having to work hard in order just to maintain a life. And while it created a sense of independence within me, because I knew and I was trained that essentially if I wanted to do something or have something, all I had to make sure that I could pay for it. And in that, like I said, it created a independence, but it also created this identity and constructs and beliefs that making money is hard, that money doesn't grow in trees, and there's never enough. And I have spent so many years on learning that and working and doing that, that it is truly, what the good news is that it is possible to reverse this. But I'm sharing this because I know I'm not the only one that has had this experience. And so take a moment and think about the constructs you learned early on in your life, whether that might be about money, relationships, religion, how to behave. And most likely this was learned, majority of it was instilled in you before you were 8 years old. And the good news is, like I said, we can shift it and we can change it by shifting your identity and asking yourself, who or how do I need to be in order to achieve my vision? You are only as effective as who you are being. And so remember, operate from the who do I need to be in order to do and therefore have. Be mindful of any time you find yourself wanting to slip into, well, if I only had this, then therefore I could do and be. That is giving away the power that you have. Operate from your vision, not to it. Make decisions from as if you were that full-time business owner. What would he or she do? Make decisions and operate from that vision. Know who that is. And as we wrap up, know your vision and know who and how you need to be to start operating from it instead of to it. Ask yourself, what decisions do I need to make today in this moment? Ask yourself, what am I committed to? Ask yourself, what am I letting go of? What am I no longer saying yes to? And what am I saying no to? What does not serve me? Who is the person that I desire to be? And how can I start making decisions and operating from that place? And it doesn't have to be any massive change or decision right away. It could be as small as making the decision that you are no longer the person that gossips about someone else behind their back at work. You are no longer the person who says you're going to do something but then doesn't follow through. You are no longer the person who breaks commitments with yourself. You are not that person. You are the person that when you say you're going to do something, you're going to do it. But first, before you even commit to it, you're going to assess, is this something that I even want to do? Again, determine your vision and then ask yourself, how do I behave and who do I need to be? So until next time, go out and do it your way. If you enjoyed today's podcast episode, you can head on over to shediditherwaypodcast.com where you can access the entire vault of She Did It Her Way podcast episodes and more information all about how to make the ultimate leap from your 9 to 5. And if you enjoyed today's episode, I would be so grateful if you headed on over to iTunes and left a review letting me know what you love about the She Did It Her Way podcast. Until next time, keep doing it your way.